Ready? I am. Everybody ready? Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome all of you to this Los Angeles County Board of County Commissioners regular meeting. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. It is 9 a.m. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Please rise for an invocation by Commissioner Tony Haas, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Dear Lord, we need your help today. We need to make important decisions today. You promised to give wisdom and clarify our options when needed. Lord, expose our intentions so that we can check whether our motives are right and pleasing to you. Please be with us today and every day to do what is best in your eyes. Please help us from making wrong decisions. All this we ask in your heavenly name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, commissioners. Roll call, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I'm here. Approval of the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
One change, Commissioner, would ask the board to remove item 9A.
Any discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the agenda with that deletion.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes, thank you. We're going to go to section three, reading of correspondence, commissioner committee reports. Commissioner Tony Haas, would you like to go first?
Sure. On the 9th of December, the BHA and the CDAs, the Colorado Department of Ag and Behavioral Health Administration, met together to discuss Senate Bill 24-055. The moderator of the meeting was Robert Cicada, and it was to look at the new admission rules and engagement process. He'll be the new Southern Regional Director. Mr. Cicada, if you guys know him, he's from Pueblo. He's been a long time resident there. That he has a large farm, irrigation farm. He's a water guru, so to speak. Mr. Cicada was also given the task from Colorado Department of Ag to manage the Ag Behavioral Health Grant Program. There's four, let's see here. The fiscal note is $626,000. For 25 and 26, paid for by the general fund. Colorado Department of Ag is also responsible for legislative reports on the grant application. Megan Sheldon was also there to do her part of the presentation, and she'll be responsible for appointing a 7-member agricultural behavioral health work group. She will also serve as the liaison and will develop trainings associated with the work group and will develop a statewide ag community outreach program. On December 11th, I attended the BLM Outdoor Recreational Summit. Director Bill Sack was the moderator of the event. The summit was to identify ways to improve access and experiences on BLM public lands now and into the future, and find a balance between developing new recreation opportunities and conserving public lands and wildlife habitat and grazing allotments. The grazing allotments is what I was concerned with, because here in Los Angeles County, we have some and we do use those. And I wanted to make sure that tourism isn't going to trump our grazing rights, as that's kind of our primary economic driver for Los Angeles County right now. They also are looking for ways to benefit communities. BLM manage lands and water and contribute $1.3 billion to the Colorado's economy and support and provide 10,500 jobs on $3.5 million budget. There's 245 million acres of BLM in the U.S., 8.3 million of which are in Colorado. 80 million people recreate on BLM, 10 million in Colorado alone. Visitations in Colorado have increased 40% the last 10 years. Challenges identified, stress on wildlife because they're recreating in priority habitats and corridors. There's an overabundance of that. We're going to try to mitigate that by identifying those corridors and making them hike around or go somewhere else. Ag grazing and tourist incidents keep escalating. And because they open a gate, leave it open, and cattle get mixed up or leave the BLM and they're on private property. So virtual fencing is being pushed really hard by BLM. They want virtual fencing so they can do away with the old fences, won't have to worry about opening or closing any gates. And that would also work where the water gaps are in the watersheds. So these river rafters that want to continue rafting from one end of the Arkansas to the other without the water gaps in the way, they could do that. So that's supposed to work where there would be, but that virtual fencing would work across waterways also. Then on 12/12, I attended the land use and housing affordability meeting that CCI put forward, Colorado Counties Incorporated. Representative Andy Bosnicker presented a bill that he would probably, he was looking for guidance. He wants to work on, this bill requires every person involved in the construction and management of a residential development built on land owned by a faith-based organization, school district, or state college or university to comply with. They would be exempt from a lot of the different rules that were moving forward. The bill requires a subject jurisdiction on or after December 31st, 2026 to allow residential development on a qualifying property that is not exempt parcel, subject to administrative approval in the process. Senator Bridges and Bosnicker are pushing forward a manufacturing housing legislation. The goal was to reduce regulatory barriers to lower costs and increase expansion of modular housing options, especially in rural Colorado, speed up the approval process, lower cost of housing construction, and thereby increase housing affordability. And any questions, I can try to answer them, but that's the end of my report, sir.
Thank you, sir. The bill that I was at the same meeting, Commissioner, has Representative Bosnicker. You know, one thing that as I continue to do a little research on that, we understand that affordable housing is so much needed throughout Colorado. For those faith-based places that own property and they want to build affordable housing, there's going to be, the communication was great. I just don't agree with the fact that now state government is going to be giving exemptions to one and not the other. So that certainly, to me, that's an overreach of, I hope we were able to get to a point in perspective that a contractor that is operating here has more scrutiny over the one that is going to be building on a faith-based property. So we'll see what happens. The conversation was fantastic. One of my questions eventually it led to also paying attention to what's happening with school districts. In rural Colorado, we have so much need of affordable housing for our teachers, for our staff, because they're getting paid absolutely nothing. So I brought the issue, let's not get ahead of ourselves. If we were able to bring the salaries of our teachers in rural Colorado, it would make a bigger difference and they can afford a little more house. But nonetheless, it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen with that. Thank you for your comments, sir. Commissioner Elvis Lopez.
Thank you, Chairman, and good morning, everybody. On the 11th, the Board of Health convened here at the campus here in Trinidad, Los Angeles County. And we had a work session prior to the meeting with the consultants regarding tax credits on our new campus building in Huerfano County. We are moving forward with obtaining that property in conjunction with the County of Huerfano, and we thank the County Commissioners of Huerfano County for offering property and moving forward with our consultants and starting the design build phase at this point in time after all of the legalities are implemented and stuff. So we're very excited for Huerfano County to finally have a new property available to us to rebuild and ramp up the health department as well as the Department of Human Services for the Huerfano County offices. So they'll be coexisting in that same location, and we'll be moving forward with that here in the processes of obtaining the properties and getting all the legalities. In that same meeting, longtime board member Lou Ray King has announced her resignation from the board. She is not renewing her term. She has served 16 years. So a big thank you to Ms. King and all her years of service to the Board of Health for our region. She has been a true asset for the, especially the financial perspective of that organization. She was there when I believe Commissioner Haas was on the board and you went through financial woes and overturning some of that. So we do have an opening for the Huerfano County area. So if anybody listening in Huerfano County, there will be an opening for that to be vetted by your county commissioners in Huerfano and Los Animas County. The liaison right now, I believe, is Commissioner Haas for Los Animas. No, I'm not sure who is it Commissioner Wardell for Huerfano County. So the application will probably be going out soon or available to you. On the 12th, the Trinidad Urban Renewal Authority met and convened, and another long tenure board member has not renewed their application to be on the board. Mr. Ed Grego, who's been our chairman for years, is going to be stepping down from the Trinidad Urban Renewal Authority. So that will leave a vacancy for the city of Trinidad as well to apply for Urban Renewal Authority. It was business as usual. We adopted our annual budget and glad to see the coffers have been upped quite a bit. And thank you to the Treasurer's Office, Don Leonetti, and your staff and Sarah, for providing all that information to Mr. Grego and the city of Trinidad regarding the revenue that we have coming in. I believe it was $54,000 for the year. So it's a lot more than we expected on the tax increment funding mechanism, which was last year, I believe, at $24,000. So we've seen quite an increase with their renewal. So again, a big thank you to Mr. Ed Grego for serving on that board for so many years. I have just been reappointed last year for another 5-year term, so I'll remain on it. I've completed 5 years so far, and I plan to stay on that for some time to come. Also on the 12th, I attended the state cheer camp. So I wasn't at both places at once. I just got the minutes from the meeting on the 12th of Durban Renewal, but I was with my wife and family watching the state cheer competition for the Honey Farmers. We were able to attend in Denver. What an amazing event. I've never been to one of those. And so proud of our Honey Farmer cheer squad. And the proud dad I am for our senior daughter who's performed in that, and what an amazing job those kids did up there and to the entire state of Colorado to see that activity take place. What an inspirational time for these young men and women to build their self-esteem and see how courageous and proud they are in cheering for their local team. So it was a great event, very, very wonderful day. On the 13th, very next morning, we had Farm Range Passenger Rail. We have a new interim general manager, Chrissy Bright, who had been the chief of staff, has taken the position as the interim general manager as we seek for a new general manager for the organization. There was some issues brought up by a NEPA study that was submitted to the Federal Rail Administration by CDOT board member. Regarding doing or omitting the NEPA requirements for the northern section from Denver to Fort Collins. And the Federal Rail Administration looks like it's going to approve that. But that was not announced to the entire board. He didn't get the entire board approval for the request to do so because it omits south of Denver for the NEPA study that was required under our service development plan. So there was some controversy regarding that. And to my dismay, I explained and expressed I was disheartened to hear this information, because when you start dissecting passenger rail, which is the corridor from I-25 from the northern to the southern border, and the first phase of it was Fort Collins to Pueblo, when you start dissecting that and bilateraling it into two or three different pieces, then the entire service development plan is basically nullified. So at that meeting, I notified the entire board that this should not continue, this practice, And if it does continue the practice, the county south of Denver could be asking their Board of County Commissioners and municipality leaders to be omitted from the Front Range passenger rail, which would not be good either. We've been working for the last 2.5 years to see passenger rail from Fort Collins to Pueblo. That is the initial phase of it for the FRA grant that was started 3.5 years ago. And for them to omit this section for the NEPA process, I believe brings some really challenging times for Front Range Rail and the county south of Denver. It appears that the appointees are governor appointees that did this process. And it may be, in my opinion, that they are taking direction from the governor to just focus on the northern section of the rail, which tends to be the normal with our Governor Polis, and just focusing on the Denver metro area, which I was very disheartened with and very disgusted with when we got this information on Friday. So I'll keep you guys in the loop. Again, I will be, I'll remain on Front Range Rail. I was reappointed to another 4-year term recently, and we'll see what my counties that I represent for Los Animas and Huerfano in the Southern, South Central Council of Governments District will be wanting me to move forward on your behalf regarding any type of movement. The biggest question is we are going to be moving with a 2026 ballot measure for a taxation for the entire district, Fort Collins to Pueblo. And if we're going to be included in taxation, we better have some sort of designation when the rail will be arriving in our area. Without the NEPA study, it puts things back even further. So I will be coming back to all you guys here probably pretty soon after my tenure as county commissioner is over with Front Range Rail Commission and getting guidance from the city of Trinidad, city of Walsenburg, Huerfano, Los Angeles County. On the 16th, Otero Partners Incorporated met and convened as well. And we had a nice, very quick, short meeting. Not much going on activity at the Front Range, I'm sorry, with the Otero Partners Incorporated. But we do have a nice milestone that we have reached over $1.1 million in fund balance. And available funds that are out there to be lent out to small businesses in our community. So in the 10 years that prior to me on that board, we had 0 loans. In the 8 years, we've had over, I believe, 10 or 11 loans for Los Animas County. So it's been utilized at least 1 or 2 years alone that were approved. We have many more applications than that, but some were not approved. So it's good to see that opportunity for our local businesses in Los Animas County and Otero County take advantage of this lending mechanisms. And a big thank you for all the years that Christy Coberly and Felix Lopez have been on that organization. I know it's as the finance gurus to give us guidance on some of those loans, and also for your tenure of your astute presence of giving good guidance to Ms. Berg on how to proceed to the board regarding some of these loans. So thank you guys. We probably wouldn't have had half of those loans approved if it wasn't for your guidance as well. So, and Chairman, that's my report.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Commissioners. Mine is going to be brief. I want to, first of all, say thank you, Commissioner Luis Lopez, for 8 years of service. I know you have one more meeting, but your tenure comes to an end, and it has been an honor serving with you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this afternoon, we're going to have a reception about 2:33 o'clock for Commissioner, outgoing Commissioner Luis Lopez. You guys are welcome to come back and just chat with him and give us a few comments and feedback. It is one of those great pleasures to serve with these individuals, and then our time comes to step down. And certainly, in looking back and looking forward, just want to say thank you on behalf of the county, sir. And one of the fun things that you get to do as a county commissioner, you get invitations to various things. I had an opportunity to go to Branson High School and do mock interviews with the sophomores, and it was incredibly satisfying to hear how the next crop of employees that's coming up, what a great group of individuals they are. So I had a great fun, interviewed 9 students, and I gave them an opportunity to give me feedback, and so we had a debrief at the end of it. So I think for those of us that are employing in the employment world, there is hope. These kids are really strong, well-prepared, eloquent. And I tell you one thing, at the end of the day, I knew they were making up the answer because they were thinking on the, they didn't know what was gonna come their way, but I was really pleased. That was one of the things that we have had an opportunity to do so. Another opportunity, I was invited to place up north at a school, and certainly also the same kind of satisfaction. But I want to go back, and I want to invite all of you, as the legislative session begins here in the 2025, there is going to be a lot of bills that are going to be coming our way. Keep an eye on, I serve on the board of Children's Hospital, and one of the things that we are really monitoring is what's going to happen to the medical industry. What's happening there, because all the regulations, and for the local hospital here as well, there is going to be so many things that could be coming our way, and I know there are the lobbyists, the gurus that really keep up what's happening at that level. But keep an eye on what's going to be happening. There is going to be one of the bills. I had a conversation with the state representative yesterday, and one of the bills that could be coming up, and I know we're going to get an update from our assessor, I hope, and it's on the ag side of a house, giving more breaks, and that's okay, but it's going to continue to reduce the revenue for counties, and we're still going to be mandated to provide a lot of services. So my report is going to be on that, and if you all are interested in seeing what Colorado Counties Inc. keeps track of, we go through about 188 to 100 bills that impact counties directly. As the legislation opens up, we'll be keeping track of those, and we post those on our Los Angeles County website, and that you'll see the positions that we take at the county level, and what kind of lobbying we do at the Capitol, both in the House and the Senate, and with our direct lobbying communities. Another opportunities that we need to really, the wild urban interface is gonna be providing opportunity for some feedback on the fire mitigation purposes. Our counties are going through so much when it comes to fire. So for our emergency manager, just to keep an eye on what is happening on that perspective. And so, gentlemen, that's going to be my report. And thank you all. And on behalf of this board, I want to wish all of you a wonderful Christmas holiday. Let's go now to elected officials update. We have Ms. Leonetti, would you like to provide an update?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Donna Leonetti, County Treasurer, Public Trustee. I was hoping to have a report on our tax sale. We ran into a couple little issues, and we're waiting on Tyler Check to help us with support, and we haven't received it yet. So hopefully next time. And that's all I have.
We'll be here next time.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. County Assessor.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies. Good morning, board.
Good morning.
First off, I want to say thank you, Commissioner Lopez. We have been through some good times, some trying times, some bad times, but we have persevered. And working with you for 8 years has been my pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been an honor to have you educate me educate you, and a partnership, truly. I wish you the best in the next.
Thank you very much. I'll be calling on you. I'm sure.
That's just fine. That is just fine. As you all know, today's the day we get to certify mill levies. Ms. Coberly has been diligently working. We've been tracking down entities, and I think yesterday we were finally able to wrap up contact with everybody, and all of our entities got back our levies. I've looked over them. We've had a few that have increased their mill levies. So I just want the public to know that once this board adopts all of these levies and certifies them, and then I run the tax bill and apply these, your school districts, most of our school districts have increased their mill levies. Due to the new law after the extraordinary session, because of the decoupling of school districts and all other entities, school districts will have a higher assessment rate, which automatically means they will have a higher value, which equates to a higher taxable value on your local tax bill. With these mill levies increasing for these schools, which they can by law increase their mill levy by one levy, and if they have bond levies, they can increase those without a vote of the public to cover their debts. Those are increasing because of all the value reductions that we had to put in place due to certain extraordinary sessions. So please, please, if you are the public, and I hope this does get printed, be expecting an increase in your tax bill when you receive your 2024 tax bill. I know what the governor's office was stating, and when we did our extraordinary session, things were expected to go down. We tried our best to educate those in power that that was just not going to be the case. The math did not work out that way. So we will be seeing an increase because these entities did increase their mill levies, which is legal because they do not have to go to a vote of the public to cover bond debtness, indebtedness.
Ms. Amaro, for the school bond levies, is there a percentage, is there a cap of what they can increase that?
I don't believe there is, Commissioner. Okay. I would have to go back and do some studying. I don't believe there is. I believe it is whatever they need to cover their repayments. And we've had some school districts that have had some financial hardships due to lack of taxes being paid in certain areas. So I can tell you that has had a powerful impact on their levies increasing.
You know, this is what happens when you have too much government and too much hands in the cookie jar and over and thinking that they can make a difference for a select few, which helps the Denver Metro and the northern part of the state. But I don't blame the school districts one bit at all. They have to cover their expenditures,
and they
have to pay their bills.
And they are teaching our future.
They are
educating the future for us. So
it's just to show you that sometimes when you don't get out there to vote, well, the elections have consequences. And this is what happens when you have this type of legislation in place up north.
And this is what happens when you legislate for Denver Metro and you're not listening to rural Colorado. There's the Big 12. The smaller counties, we outnumber them in county numbers, but we just don't have the population, unfortunately. And in Denver Metro, your tax bill, you probably pay into 20 to 40 different taxing districts. Rural Colorado, you might have 6 to 12. And I can tell you just from being in this business for 20-some years, our entities are very fiscally conservative when it comes to the revenues that they are using to provide services. And it just, unfortunately, that message fell on deaf ears. So come by time Miss Leonetti sends out those tax bills, I will be doing a lot of explaining and a lot of phone calls to my office, unfortunately, but we will do our best like we do every year to educate and help soothe the sting a little bit. So I will be running tax roll as soon as hopefully next week so we can get that out the door. As far as the agri bill that Commissioner Lopez referred to, we will see where it goes. There has been some silencing requested, unfortunately. So we will see where we end up with that. My understanding at this time where the bill stands is we are looking at what we consider other ag operations. So feedlots, hog farms, commercial egg plants, things of that nature. I have spoken to our representatives and I have asked them, we've requested, and we are hoping that this is the way the bill goes, that it goes to a study, because should this classification and value reduction in those properties, it will be very impactful to your Eastern County commissioners, and it will hurt them and those services negatively. So I'm hoping that this bill can be a study so we can give them validation, and so we can show them the numbers, the loss in revenue, how many parcels this affects. So we can stop doing one parcel legislation and try and blanketing the whole state of Colorado. But as soon as I am able to speak about it, I will let you all know.
Thank you for that. And thank you for sending us that email yesterday.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for your kind words, Jody. It's been a pleasure working with you.
It's been mine. Thank you. Any other questions? Nope.
Thank you, ma'am.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Do we have anyone from the clerk and recorder? Anyone from the sheriff's office at this time? District attorney? Or coroner? Here and there, we're going to go to the next section. We're going to move all the way down to section 7, public hearing. We have public comment. I'm sorry, section 6. We have Mr. Murphy.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
On February 22nd, 2022, Dave Shire disappeared. His wife is in the audience here. She's never been found. On September 6th of 2023, I filmed the exhumation of what we thought was one body, but turned out there were multiple bodies in the grave in Starkville. In a conversation that I was having with my wife on October 13th, I realized in my conversation with Darby that it was potentially that it might be Dave Shire in that grave. I thought that the authorities would come running. They didn't. So I did a presentation here December 5th. From that, last year and a half, lots transpired. So now we come to find out on October 10th from the World Journal that Sherry Huff, whose father was in the grave, that was buried there in 2019, that she's suing the coroner for $5 million. I don't know from the article if that involves the county, if the insurance is going to be involved. But from that, it turned into a partisan issue, which in all my time in this community, I've never made anything about politics. But Mr. Phelan made sure that the Republican Party backed Mr. Berger. So I'm just wondering, perhaps Mr. Phelan, with his McDonald's money, might be willing to pony up some money should Mr. Berger and the county lose. It was never, ever about being a Democrat or Republican. That has nothing to do with it. In the CBI report, if you guys read it, on the last pages, Mr. Berger says to Frederick Marshall, "But this is a mob capital. I will make you disappear." Can you imagine that? This is a mob capital? We're going to have a new DA. And I think that we need to all feel, I'm going to ask him to give us an unredacted CBI report so that we can actually see what was said. Mr. Solano's conflict of interests were clear. When we were gathering signatures to recall Mr. Berger, twice we had to call police from threats. Debbie McCluskey, an old family friend, said I should be shot. We have it on police video. John Renane, a former deputy, said that it was because I wasn't Republican, which has nothing to do with it. When I did the open records request in the county, they first said there were no burial records until I confronted them with the email. And they said there are. Got the email that said there were. It is disappointing to me as a longtime citizen in this community that threats of violence are okay now, and that lying and covering up is part of what government does here. I'm going to work really, really hard to make sure that we get rid of that. So thank you for the time. And I hope that you guys too appeal to the new DA so that we all can read the unredacted report. I know what I said. Whatever I said in that report, I will say again.
Thank you, Mr. Murphy. I'm going to go now all the way down to a new business. We have 9B, consideration of 2024 R004 asphalt paving permit change, order number 2, Mr. Dorenkamp.
Commissioners, before you, for your consideration, is IFE 24004, change order 2 for the addition of approximately 180 tons, looks like, for a net change of $33,147.70 increase to the original contract. Our on-site inspector approved the additional asphalt, so it has the board to also approve it. There are some areas on that stretch of road, it's between No Name Trail and On West, that needed extra asphalt. There was some of the asphalt on prior projects that failed, so they did some patching for us on those, so it has the board to approve this. So we do have funds in our chip seal line item, since we didn't chip seal this past summer, in the road and bridge department.
So your net change, you're looking for an additional 8,260 tonnage?
Yes.
And for a total price of $33,147.70?
Yes. I see my note there, 0.6 additional tonnage.
Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Dorenkamp? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve 24R004 asphalt paving permit change order number 2.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinson?
Yes. 9C, consideration of legal services contract I was going to say, Council, have you reviewed this agreement? You have. Questions, Commissioners, for this is to retain the services of legal counsel, Tom Nelson?
Just a comment, Chairman. Many, many years ago, Tam Nelson's name was brought to my attention by my deceased father of how this young and upcoming attorney in Los Angeles County is going to be one to look for, to watch for. She's sharp and she's intelligent. And he never praised any other attorneys. You know, it's not commonplace that you brag about another legal counsel in your community because it's just not commonplace. And he did brag about him. And one of the greatest hires I've been able to take part as a county commissioner was Pam. So I'm glad to have you still here with us and glad to see you renewing your contract. And thank you for your service.
Commissioner Hess.
Move to approve the legal services contract.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, Council. 9D, consideration of scheduling a hearing for Trinidad Ambulance District Service Plan change. This time, Council, I know you have had a couple of conversations with the Ambulance District legal representative. Do you have any information pertinent to dates and times and so on?
Yes, Commissioner. As we're aware, a service plan change has been filed under the statute. That has to come before the commissioners through a public hearing. We're required to schedule that public hearing under statute. It is supposed to be 30 days from today because you're considering it today. I have spoken with Ms. Nguyen, who I believe is on, and they have agreed to a slight extension beyond, because that would be January 16th. Mr. Lucero will be sworn in on January 14th. And we have a lot going on the first part of January in those first few meetings. So they have agreed to a slight extension. As long as it was held by the end of January. I have had a chance to speak with a couple of commissioners about their calendars, including Mr. Lucero, who will be a commissioner at that time. And we're looking at January 27th or 28th. And I believe Ms. Nguyen has agreed that would work for her office as well. So those would be the dates I would propose if it would fit with the commissioners' schedules.
And it would be a standalone meeting.
It would be a special meeting to hold the public hearing.
Correct.
So just for clarification, Councilor, this item here on our agenda is basically no decisions at this point in time. It is just to set a hearing for the Ambulance District Service Plan change that we are regulated by state statute to do this time.
Correct. Yes. She's asking about the publication. There are certain guidelines within the statute that you and I'll have to get together to do that.
Will that be on the county to publish that hearing, or is that on the Ambulance District?
There are certain requirements on both sides, on the applicant as well as the county.
And if I may, for the purposes of some of the chatter that's going on within the community, the Board of County Commissioners, it's not the one calling for this hearing. It has been placed on this board because by statute, we are bound to hold this hearing. The statute actually, give me 1 second, I'm gonna read part of that. CRS 321202 actually, persons proposing the organization of a special district, except for a special district that is contained entirely within the boundaries of a municipality and subject to the provisions of section 321205, shall submit a service plan to the Board of County Commissioners of each county that has territory included within the boundaries of the proposed special district prior to filing a petition for the organization of the proposed special district in any district court. That's going to be for the name change. One of the things that we're looking at, this is simply for the service agreement, not necessarily the name change. And so from the perspective, the Ambulance District is the one that has reached out to the Board of County Commissioners. And so at this point in time, Madam Counsel, I think what we need to do is, will you continue the conversation or are we able to set the date today
We have to set the date today. So we need a motion on what date and time it will start. And then once that's set, I'll work with Ms. Paula and Ms. Nguyen as far as the notification.
27th or the 28th. So in 2025, we're going to go into next year. Commissioner Haas, what is your preference?
Well, you're looking at your schedules, Chairman, if I may make a comment regarding this. I know this will be set up for hearing, for all this to be vetted and discussed amongst folks. I just have an issue the way the ballot measure was done years ago for the Amherst District to provide the ambulance services, and now the change. So there's a lot of phone calls coming in, a lot of confused people out there making phone calls to us. Please come to the hearing. Please come to that so you can ask those questions. You can be there to discuss with the ambulance district and get your questions answered at that point in time. Again, this is just a procedure that we have to follow as a Board of County Commissioners by state statute at this point in time. But I do have difficulty, and I understand the difficulties that others that are raising their questions to the board at this time. So,
thank you, sir. The 28th?
Either day for me.
Okay.
And just for clarification, wasn't this real similar to the one that we did for the other ambulance service?
No. This is going to be a service agreement change,
service plan
change. So, what I think the 28th probably would be.
To me, that makes sense because you're usually a Tuesday.
So, Mr. Lusser, unless the representative for Trinidad Ambulance District has any objection to setting up the date for January 28th, 2025 at 10 a.m.
I have no objections, and thank you for scheduling it and working with us.
And our thanks is reciprocal. So at this time, commissioners, this is going to be the consideration of scheduling hearing for Trinidad Ambulance District Service Plan Change for January 28th, 2025 at 10 a.m. Do we have any additional discussion on that? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Make the motion, Chairman, to schedule the hearing for Trinidad's District Service Plan change for January 28th, 10 a.m., 2025.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. And once again, I reiterate the comments from Commissioner Luis Lopez. That's going to be a public hearing. It's going to be no other agenda items will be on that particular day. We expect a lot of feedback from the community. So keep stay posted, and we'll see you then. We're going to move to the next item on the agenda. Consideration of 2024 snow storm cleaning efforts invoice from Rimrock Dirtworks. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, Rimrock Dirtworks had submitted an invoice for snow removal during the big storm we had first part of November. And I reached out to the company and we had some discussion, and Branson Foreman Nick Lingus was aware of their efforts and their work and encouraged them to help down in the Trinchera north of 160 area. In addition, Foreman Lingus said he told the IC at the time that this company was going to be working for us. So I'd ask the board to approve this snow removal invoice to Rimrock Dirtworks.
Thank you. And Mr. Dornkamp, eventually you will come back with a total payout on the snow removal for those.
I will ask Finance Director Coberly to tell that for us when all these come in.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Dornkamp? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Before I do that, I'd like to thank all our contractors for going out there and helping us in the county clear that snow and for safety reasons during that holiday season. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'd like to approve the 2024 snowstorm declaring efforts invoice for Moonrock Dirt Works.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Consideration of Resolution 24-038, adopting the annual budget for Los Animas County, State of Colorado, fiscal year 2025. Finance Director Coverly, first of all, thank you for doing the document so well and finding a way to balance. That is that is the challenge. As our county enters into a new fiscal year that could be bringing some changes fiscally to the county. I think all counties are going through the process of beginning to assess the finances of every line item. So thank you for a job well done. So go ahead and proceed, ma'am.
I have before me, I didn't know if you have any questions of what you reviewed on here. I did.
No, I'd just like to comment that, as always, for 8 years, Ms. Coverly has put together a balanced budget for the board, and working with all the elected officials and all of the department heads is no easy task. And sometimes Ms. Coverly gets the bad looks and the bad frowns because she's got to balance this budget to bring us forward. And it's not personal. She's just doing a fantastic job for the residents of Los Animas County and to keep everybody on task and balanced, and making sure the services are still there for those that we need it. And sometimes those decisions are very tough. So I want to thank Ms. Coverly for having that backbone to stand in there and take the punches and be that person. It's hard. And then it comes to us, and it's even harder because we're trying to be influenced by all of you. So thanks for taking those initial punches for this budget for 8 years, Christy. Thank you. You're invaluable.
I'm saying, if you look on page one, you can see what we've, so general fund, I did not use any fund balance. I want to try to keep doing that to where we have a future for this county, you know, unless we really, because this year we did use fund balance because we used the ARPA funds for HVAC, but it was something that was needed to tell you that. You can see on page one, on the very last line, where you'll see use of fund balance. You'll see each fund that we did use fund balance for that. And the county airport is going to be supported by by capital expenditure. We do have projects at capital expenditure. We did discuss those, and that's kind of hoping on a grant that we can do so we can improve the fairgrounds. That's one of our goals, is to improve our fairgrounds. So I don't know if you want to go in depth and things. We've kind of reviewed it a little bit. Any questions on it?
I personally, again, I do have my electronic copy, and certainly One thing, and later on we're going to be meeting with the Department of Human Services, and they are going through a tremendous decrease on funding, both from the state. I mean, the reduction of part of the reduction of the mill levy for us to be able to balance the general fund. So we need to really keep an eye on that. I serve on a couple of boards at the statewide level for DHS, and there is this big outcry, and it's real. We had one of the larger counties that brought it to the governor, reminding him that the counties are going to start freezing services to our constituents because the money is not going to be there. And you're talking about a county that is on the metro district. They were talking about an impact of over $4 million in providing child care services. And so we'll see what happens. I'm a bit concerned with all the decrease on funding from the state. And from the perspective, we have two balanced budgets here in our hands. But I just want to make sure that the clarity is there that some of the services may have to be frozen here in Los Angeles County as well. So for that, it's we're entering into a different fiscal era, Commissioner. You had the good days. We'll see what happens in the next few years. So no other questions, commissioners, for Scoverly.
I wanted to thank the commissioners. They did allow a 50-cent raise to every employee, plus an additional $85 for it to contribute to their insurance, because their insurance did increase by 11%. That's here for Department of Human Service and Los Angeles County. So I think I'm saying, and if you take it together, it's almost like a dollar increase, salary increase. With the insurance and the 50 cents.
No, and thank you for reminding us of that, because at the Colorado County's conference, one of the what we heard from every county was, can we keep up with the cost of insurance increases? Right. And how do you continue as counties to pick up the difference? Well, this county has done its best to provide salary increases as well as come up with to offset some of the expenses on the insurance side. So for that, again, it's a tremendous burden to be able to find those dollars. And we're not alone. We heard from the statewide report that insurance on the average nationwide increased by 19 to 22% just for this 2025. So we'll see what happens. And those are real dollars that are impacting counties. The other perspective that we also know, some of the grants that provide assistance for counties, i.e. The energy impact grant, they are looking at reducing those balances tremendously. So I think we need to have the administration with Road and Bridge opportunities to converse and see what grants we process as quickly as we can, because soon I think we're going to open the spigot and there is not going to be water coming out. So we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, I think all said, well balanced on both DHS as well as meeting the responsibilities of our county constituents for 2025. No other questions? I will then entertain a motion.
I think you have to read the resolution.
Yes, Mr. Dornkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, adopting the annual budget for Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2025, resolution number 24-038. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners is vested with responsibility and authority to adopt an annual budget setting forth the fiscal spending amounts for all offices, departments, boards, commissions, and agencies of Los Angeles County, financed in whole or in part with monies provided by this county. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners, in compliance with Colorado state budget laws, caused the preparation of the budget for fiscal year 2025, reflecting all anticipated revenues and expenditures necessary to meet financial obligations of Los Angeles County for administration, operations, maintenance, and capital projects expected to be undertaken in fiscal year 2025. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners made available a draft of the 2025 annual budget on October 1, 2024, in conformance with CRS 29-1-107, at which time electors of Los Angeles County were afforded an opportunity to make comment on said proposed 2025 budget prior to its adoption. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the 2025 budget submitted and summarized by fund and attached here to and made a part hereof is hereby approved and adopted as the fiscal budget of Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2025, beginning on January 1, 2025, and extending through December 31, 2025. Two, that the 2025 fiscal budget hereby approved and adopted shall be signed by the Board of County Commissioners and shall be made a part of public records of Los Angeles County, Colorado. Three, the Director of Finance and Budget Officer is hereby directed to provide a copy of said 2025 fiscal budget to each elected official and department of Los Angeles County. On a motion made and seconded, affirmative, both this resolution was adopted the 17th day of December 2024. Over to the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp. Any additional discussion, commissioners? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 24-038, adopting the annual budget for Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2025.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Briggs Lopez?
Yes. 9G, consideration of resolution 24-039, appropriating all funds for all offices, departments, and agencies of Los Angeles County for 2025. Once again, commissioners, within the resolution, pretty explicit. Any questions on this? And I would go back to Finance Director Coberly. Any comments? Any?
Nope, this is just showing the appropriations, and we do it to where we do it for each department for general fund
And then we actually go by each fund for Road and Bridge, Contingent Airport. Would you show the appropriations for each fund?
Mr. Dornenkamp, would you please read the resolution?
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, appropriating sums of money to defray expenses for budget year 2025, resolution number 24-039. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners adopted annual budget for fiscal year 2025 in accordance with state budget law, and whereas provisions have been made to said 2025 fiscal budget identifying anticipated revenues in amounts equal to or greater than sums imposed for expenditures as set out in said 2025 fiscal budget. And whereas it is necessary that the sums of money be appropriated from anticipated revenues for each fund provided in said 2025 fiscal budget to offset anticipated expenditures of such funds and spending agencies, print, as that term is defined in CRS 29-1-102, in print, within such funds during fiscal year 2025. And whereas such appropriations shall establish limits on expenditures for each fund and for each spending agency within a fund in which to carry out the operations of Los Angeles County in fiscal year 2025. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that this resolution shall be known as the Appropriations Resolution for fiscal year 2025, and hereby sets out the spending limitations for the various funds of Los Angeles County for spending agencies in such funds, in the amounts and for the purposes set forth below for fiscal year 2025. County General Fund, County Commission, $17,376,163. Clerk and Recorder, $621,499. Treasurer, Public Trustee, $387,533. Assessor, $566,627. Sheriff, $3,220,758. Coroner, $198,755. Total County General Fund, $22,371,335. Road and Bridge Fund, $9,995,009. Airport Fund, $889,545. Contingency Fund, $1,931,198. Capital Expenditure Fund, $4,625,669. Conservation Trust, Grand Lottery and Print Fund, $572,082. Payment in lieu of taxes, PILT, $2,568,282. Law Enforcement Assistance and DUI Fund, $8,978. Jail Bond Fund, $67,327. Justice Center and Jail Improvement Fund, $414,306. Human Services Print and Public Welfare and Print Fund, $17,397,038. Total of all fund appropriations, $60,840,769. Upon a motion made and second, affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the 17th day of January, of December 2024 by order of the Board of County Commission of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Any dialogue or discussion for Mr. Dornenkamp? Any questions?
Just a comment, Chairman, that after 8 years, I have to see how our capital expenditure fund has been increased and our contingency funds and putting money away. I mean, we were closed 2 days a week 8 years ago. And also one other comment to the Sheriff's Department for the Jail Improvement Fund. We thought we would exhaust that within a few years, 8 years ago, and it's still holding a decent fund balance. Thank you for the Sheriff Navarrete for really watching those pennies, along with Christy Coverly for the building improvement funds. That 1 cent sales tax was exhausted many years ago. It sunset years ago, and to still have those funds available. Thank you for all for watching that very closely.
Thank you, sir. I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the resolution 24-039, appropriating all funds for all offices, departments, and agencies of Los Angeles County for 2025.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez.
Yes. Consideration of resolution 24-037 to set mill levies for Los Angeles County, Colorado for budget year 2025. Mr. Dornenkamp.
It's setting Los Angeles County's mill levy. That's what this is.
Second here. We have a resolution with that, Mr. Dornkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado. Said mill levies for Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2025, resolution number 24-037. Resolution levying general property taxes for the year 2024 to help defray the cost of government for Los Angeles County, Colorado for the 2025 budget. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado adopted an annual budget in accordance with the local government budget law on the 17th day of December 2024, and whereas the 2024 valuation by the Board of County Commissioners for all Los Angeles County, only as certified by the county assessors, $392,957,810. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, that for the purpose of meeting all general operating expenses of Los Angeles County during the 2025 budget year, there is hereby levied a tax of mills, as stated below, upon each dollar of the total valuation assessment while taxable property within the county for the year 2025. Summary of funds, budget 2025 county general 6.459 mills, contingency 0.15 mills, capital expenditures 1.25 mills, DHS 1.5 mills, total mill 9.359. On a motion made in the second affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the 17th day of December 2024 by order of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Well, I wish we had more mails to distribute here. 9.359. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Dornkamp? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 24037 to set mill levies for Los Angeles County, Colorado for budget year 2025.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Reese Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you once again. 9I, consideration of certification of mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for fiscal year 2025.
Okay, you ready for this long?
This is going to be...
I'll go as fast as I can.
You have a story to tell us. That's good.
Okay. I'm going to start with school districts, okay? School District 1, assessed valuation is $150,159,520. Levy, the total mill levies is 20.235. Total revenue is $3,038,478,000. Primarily School District 2, assessed valuation is $92,797,840. Mills is 20.428, revenue is $1,895,674. Pony School District 3, assessed valuation is $54,960,650. Mill levy is 31.186, revenue is $1,714,22. Aguilar School District R6, assessed valuation is $48,349,550. Mill levy is 13.134, revenue is $635,023. Branson School District, I think it's 82. Assessed valuation is $19,163,350. Mill levy is 30.256. Revenue is $579,806. Kim School District, R88. Assessed valuation is $27,526,900. Mill levy is 30.600. Revenue is $842,336. Total schools is... assessed valuation is $392,957,810. And then total revenue for schools is $8,705,340.
And I see we got checks and balances going back and forth. I like that.
Okay, thank you for that. county purposes is Los Angeles County. For general fund is assessed valuation is $392,957,810. Our mill levy is 6.459. And I just want to tell you, in there is an abatement of $658. That's why our mill levy is 9.359. Because it's normally 9.357. But since we had an abatement, it's 9.359 this year. Revenue for general fund is $2,537,987. Department of Human Services Public Welfare. Assessed valuation is $392,957,810. Mill levy is 1.50. Revenue is $589,437. Contingent fund, assessed valuation $392,957,810. Mill levy is 0.150. Revenue is 58,944. Capital expenditure, assessed valuation is 392,957,810. A mill levy is 1.25. Revenue is 491,197. Total revenue is 3,677,564. Cities and towns. Town of Aguilar. Assessed valuation is 2,344,410. Levy is 11.251. Revenue is 26,377. Town of Branson. Assessed valuation is 397,670. Mill levy is 4.807. Revenue is 1,912. Town of Coakdale. Assessed valuation is 459,000. Mill levy is 17.20. Revenue is 7,895. Town of Kim. Assessed valuation is 282,890. Levy is 15.265. Revenue is 4,318. Town of Starkville. Assessed valuation is 1,243,190. Mill levy is 5.5. Revenue is 6,838. City of Trinidad. Assessed valuation is 81,077,650. Mill levy is 17.579. Revenue is 1,425,264. Total assessed valuation for cities and towns is 85,804,810. Total revenue is 1,472,603. All other local improvements and service districts, starting with Trinidad Ambulance. Assessed valuation is 365,439,010. Mill levy is 2.907. Revenue is 1,062,308. Fisher's Peak Fire, assessed valuation is 32,528,80. Mill levy is 5.724. Revenue is 186,187. Pony Fire District, assessed valuation is 48,658,480. Mill levy is 4.000. Revenue is 194,634. Spanish Peak Bon Carbo Fire is assessed valuation is 56,057,150. Assessed value, I'm sorry, levy is 3.950. Revenue is 221,426. Stonewall Fire, assessed valuation is 91,843,510. Mill levy is 3.950, 221,426. Purgatory. Hang on. Sorry, I'm offline. Stonewall Fire. That's why I have a ruler. Stonewall Fire. Let's go again. Assessed valuation is 1,843,510. Mill levy is 2.459. Revenue is 225,843. Spanish Peak Purgatory Soil District is assessed valuation 106,842,840. Mill levy is 0.500. Revenue is 53,421. Valley Metropolitan, assessed valuation is 11,677,290. Total mill levy is 2.875. Revenue is 33,572. Purgatory River Water, assessed valuation is 113,745,710. Mill levy is 3.50. Revenue 398,110. Branson Chinchera Soil, assessed valuation is 22,346,730. Mill levy is 0.500, revenue 11,173. Upper Warfano, assessed valuation is 2,133,990. Mill levy is 0.500, revenue is 1,067. La Porta Bid, assessed valuation is 2,333,380. Levy is 10.394, revenue is 24,253.
Madam, let me ask you, I have this kind of a random question. Why the Upper Werfenau?
We're going to let Ms. Amato in.
Yeah, somebody. So one of the questions was, are we collecting revenue for Werfenau County? And so I haven't responded to that, but I nonetheless, thank you for being here.
Yes. The answer is we are not collecting for Werfenau County. It's the Upper Werfenau Watershed Basin and Conservation District. It does fall within our county.
Very good.
Yeah. And I'm just going to stand here a minute. Yeah.
It borders up on District 2, I believe, on the watershed from the
Up on Highway 12?
Yes, it's up in that area. And then it goes, it does, part of it is in Huerfano County, but it's the upper Huerfano.
Very good. Just the name alone, you know, just brought up a question on
yes.
That. Very good. Thank
I
you.
Asked that same question 8 years ago.
It took me six to get there, but...
So the next are just assess valuation, no mill levy, no revenue. So South Pueblo Soil, assess valuation is $2,314,040. Santa Fe Trail Metro is $5,432,140, no mill levy. Stone Ridge number two, assess valuation is $3,106,940, no mill levy. LACO Health Service District, assess valuation is $392,239. 030, no mill levy. Trinidad Urban Renewal, assessed valuation is $44,291,200, no mill levy. Total assessed valuation for the other districts is $1,300,981,820. Let me see something. One page, I can tell you what the revenue was for all of them. Revenue for them is $2,411,994.
And just for clarification to the board and to the public, Stone Ridge Metro number two, they are out of compliance. They have not filed with the state. We are all very aware of the situation. We are waiting for some movement in this. But as the assessor, I still have to apply the existing 55 mills that have been attached to this because they have not been legally dissolved as an entity. So I will be attaching 55 mills to all properties within Stone Ridge Metro 2. You as the board do not have to approve them because they do not submit a mill levy to you. But I as the assessor legally have to apply that mill levy until something is legally done to dissolve or seat the board and move that metro district forward.
Because that's what was filed at the beginning.
Yes,
of
we
the
have
creation
been
of the
at okay. The creation of the district,
okay.
Of the metro district.
So at any point in time, any one of these districts of the last two, four, five that were mentioned, they can pretty much go out and begin collecting levies. Is that what I'm understanding? But they will require the vote of their constituents.
The vote of their constituents before okay. They can. The only ones that can adjust their levy without a vote is if they have bond repayments.
So a bit intriguing on the LA County Health Service District. That has been formed for quite some time.
Yes, it has. But they have never certified a levy to the Board of County Commissioners.
Okay. That it's going to carry on for me personally, a conversation later on and see what. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't have anything.
Okay.
I think that was.
That was, thank you. That was, even with, I blow up this to 150 and I can't follow this. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Any additional conversation for anyone? And by the way, I want to give a shout out to one of our students that did an internship here. See, paying a lot of attention. Thank you for your interest in this field. Public administration is awesome. So thank you for being here today. If no other conversation exists, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the certification of mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for the fiscal year of 2025.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9J, consideration of resolution 24040, BNL Enterprise Thatcher Helium Plant Major Facility Permit Extension. Mr. Dorenkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, reaffirming approval and providing a one-year extension to MF 2023-006 filed by BNL Enterprises, Inc. BNL Enterprises, Inc. has filed application MF 2023-006 under the rules and procedures of Los Angeles County Oil and Gas Regulation, seeking approval to construct the Thatcher Helium Processing Plant. The plant includes IACX's proprietary helium purification equipment that uses PSA technology to recover and purify helium from raw gas to market ready conditions. The location is in the southeast and northeast of Section 8, Township 29 South, Range 60 West, 6th Principal Meridian, Los Angeles County, Colorado, Resolution Number 24-040. Whereas B&L Enterprises, Inc. filed a major facility permit application number 2023-006, seeking approval to construct the Thatcher Helium Processing Plant. And whereas Board of County Commissioners held a public hearing on November 7, 2023, and approved the major facility as noted in Resolution 23-026. And whereas B&L Enterprises, Inc. asked for and was given an extension of the major facility permit on December 10, 2024, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Cruz County, Colorado, that one, the request for an extension for the start of construction relating to MF permit 2023-006 is hereby approved. B&L Enterprises, Inc. has until December 10, 2025 to begin construction under MF permit 2023-006. Construction has not been commenced by the state. MF permit 2023-006 will expire. A motion made and seconded and affirmative vote. This resolution was adopted on the 17th day of December 2024. By order of the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Cruz County, followed by your signature.
Thank you, Mr. Doran Camp. One question on this resolution on the now therefore be resolved right on that point two. So they cannot come back to us and ask for an additional extension, correct?
Commissioner, my understanding is they can come back and ask you for an additional extension, but I think in our land use, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is an extension can be granted once, but I guess it would be up to the board to.
Okay, yeah, because
council's one.
I believe so, but I haven't read it recently, so.
I want us to keep an eye on that because on this particular one, they have until December 10th, 2025 to begin construction under the permit that we approved. If construction has not commenced by this date, the permit will expire. So my question is, I think as we read this, I want us to clarify, make sure that they're under the land use rules, that they cannot come back or may be able to come back either for an extension on top of that extent. They can.
I believe the land use rules allows for one extension. Okay. The board has offered that in a one-year extension.
Thank you. How many helium explorations operators do we have in Los Alamos County? Two.
After listening to their presentation, I believe it was at your last meeting, I believe there's one operator working with, I would guess I would call them sub-companies underneath the one operator, a couple of areas in this county, but it appears to me that it's all under one contract or one giant company, for lack of a better way to describe it, B&L. That's why they talked about shifting their efforts from Thatcher over to the Kim area, because they have a much easier process to extract helium over there than what it is in the Thatcher area. So they're adding to their facilities they already have over there, is my understanding.
So we're kind of stuck with this one. If they're there.
That's kind of, I guess it's up to whoever is leasing out their mineral rights. And that's private property.
Hence the question that I asked the gentleman, you know, does this tie it up? It does. It ties it up for another year with this guy. If there was two entities and one and another entity was going gangbusters, it also keeps them out of the Thatcher area.
Well, my guess would be, just adding to the comment or to my comment, is that they've already leased the minerals rights, and so for another company to come in, I don't think that would be possible. That's just my opinion. I'm not an attorney. I don't want to speak as one.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I just simply for information purposes, if you can clarify that question as far as extending additional extension. So any additional comments or questions on this particular item? I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve resolution 24-040B. And L Enterprise Thatcher Helium Plant Major Facility Permit Extension.
Second motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9K, consideration of 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts. Invoice from Justin David, Inc. Mr. Gronkamp.
Before you, commissioners, for your consideration is a snow removal invoice from Justin David, Inc. They, I was aware of them doing the work up in the northern part of the county, northeast of Aguilar in that area. So I'd ask the board to approve this invoice by $5,130.
Thank you, sir. Any questions for Mr. Dornicap? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve the 2024 snowstorm clearing efforts invoice from Justin David, Inc.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hatch?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. 9L, consideration of Los Angeles County Emergency Manager job description for 2025. Mr. Richards, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, board members. Before you, as I apply yearly for the or EMPG grant with Homeland Security, I have to update all the paperwork. And this job description is the latest addition to that. It has to be signed by the board chair, the finance director, and myself, and submitted with the application for the EMPG grant. All I did was update the hours. We pumped it up to 30 hours a week, and the salary made a couple punctuation corrections, and that's what's before you this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Richards. One, and I'm simply going to make a comment on supervision received. I like to the current document reads this position is directly accountable to. I like that to be changed to this position reports directly to. I mean, accountable direct reports directly. I mean, and I'm simply, it's semantics.
Sure.
And it's grammar, because later on, this position, this is the way it reads, is directly accountable to the Los Angeles County Administrator, period. If it reads, this position reports directly to the Los Angeles County Administrator, later on the second sentence, the employee is personally accountable. Once again, so I, just the redundancy. A very, very small, minute, might not need to be changed.
Okay.
A personal opinion.
Very good. Should I run that by the county attorney?
In legal counsel?
For the...
I have no concerns with that change.
Good way. All right. So you want me to make a modification that...
This position reports directly to the Los Angeles County Administrator.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
It's also too, it's $33.50. You have $33.
Oh.
We can keep
it. Well, it's not in effect yet.
Yeah, thank you.
I can do that, yes. All right, any other modifications?
Sir, no, thank you. And once again, you know, we don't say this enough. The work that you do is tremendously appreciated within the community. I had an opportunity to mention your name up at your previous Board of County Commissioners.
Oh, yes.
And they're pleased that you are involved in county government.
Oh, thank you. That's so, good to hear.
And so for that, thank you for the work, and thank you for working on this document. I don't have any other questions, Commissioners.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Mr. Richards, and your office. 8 years ago, this was 15 hours a week dedicated salary and very minimal and very, and to see it growing and growing, hopefully eventually someday. With budget shortfalls, hopefully that won't cause for this office to continue to grow in the capacity needed for the emergency that are utilized. And hopefully we won't have the emergencies to justify needing the accountability. So thank you and your office for all the services I've worked with you on, as in your role and capacity as emergency manager. You've done an extremely great job.
Well, thank you so much. And I told the Trinidad City Council that my job is one of those things that I have no authority but all responsibility. And without your support, without the public support, and everybody, this job is a failure. So any success we do is because of your input into that and the whole support of the whole county. So thank you very much for that.
And we're looking forward to the IPOS implementation. That's going to make the communication for all constituents that are going to be impacted. And I like the idea that you said even someone that's going through the area, that's passing through, if they entered that area, they're going to be able to get, there is a hazard ahead of you. There is an emergency ahead of you.
Yes.
You now enter into all the warning
signs. We can hang that message 6 to 8 hours so that whoever drives in.
I like that. I think that's going to make, as we had our debrief, that's going to be one of those key perspectives. So thank you once again. So, commissioners, I think the motion is going to be a consideration of the San Luis County Emergency Manager job description with a very minute change.
I'll make that motion.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. We're going to go now into, and I see the sheriff join us. Thank you, Mr. Richards. 9A, consideration of Justice Center TK Healthcare Personnel and Administration Contract. Good morning, Sheriff Navarrete.
Good morning, Commissioners. So on this, we are beginning a new provider for the first of the year for our medical services. Our old provider, Healthcare Partners, we are mutually parting ways as the first of the year. So we're in a transition period. And a contract was wrote up by Turnkey for your review, and I did send that to Ms. Nelson for her review as well.
Council, do you have any questions with the language of the contract? I know you sent us an updated version.
With the updated version emailed out this morning, that's what you're considering. I have no legal changes or concerns.
Thank you. Navarrete, one of the questions that I have on section 1.6, the second paragraph, it says, upon agency request, the contractor will reprice medical claims for the agency for a fee of $15 per medical claim. Did you have that on the previous agreement where they can... with the notification? And I guess my question is, how long of notification can they give you to increase that premium by $15?
That it may be something new. I'm not sure that was on the last contract that we had, but I'll have to review that in more depth. At this time, I'm not sure what that.
And the reason I'm bringing this up, because I think Finance Director Coverly needs to be aware of this, or your finance person as well within the your operations, to make sure that if there is any, if all the medical claims can go up by, is that going to be impacting the county's appropriation? So once we approve the dollar amount that you're asking, I want to make sure that this is not going to be one of those hidden charges that sneaks up as we're executing this agreement.
Yeah, I can take a look at that. I'm not sure, Commissioner, on that, as I wasn't real up on that section that you said, but we can review it and make sure that if that does start to show some type of trend, we can figure out which direction we can do on that.
For your purposes, I know you probably have read this section 1.19. Non-inmate health services shall be provided in the form of emergency care for facility staff and visitors for the purposes of stabilizing the condition and arranging for transport. Then it also goes into the inmates from a different facility are going to be basically not receiving the services under this contract?
I don't believe that is the case. When we do take inmates from other counties, they will provide that financial portion if we do need to. But we can look at that and make sure that doesn't happen. But that's what normally is the case when we do take outside inmates. We are able to possibly get their portion of the JBBS or the MAT funding. If they're going to be here for a considerable amount of time, we can transfer those funding towards our medical department to help offset some of those costs.
Thank you, Sheriff. I'm going to yield the floor back to, I know Commissioner Luis Lopez has a question about the bottom line.
Yes, Ms. Coberly, do we, in the Sheriff's budget, do they have the required amount allocated for the $201,000?
I didn't build it into his budget.
Yeah.
I did.
And this is quite is it quite an increase, Sheriff, from previous years?
It has, but we hadn't asked for any increases probably for 11, 12 years. So due to the costs of medical and all the legislative mandates that we have to abide by, it's gone considerably up. And actually, that's a very good cost in comparison to what some other jails have been having to pay. So before I did this, I made sure that this increase would be able to be put into our budget before this decision was made.
Right. And I think the monthly allocation for quite a number of years since I've been here has been the same constant at the 13,000 monthly. So good job at keeping that point and moving forward with the new contractor for keeping that minimal of an increase of the $3,000 plus dollars a month. So for our residents, I don't have any other questions regarding the contract. I just hope that those two concerns identified by Commissioner Felix Lopez could be addressed. So,
Council? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for reading.
1.19 would apply to actual people, not.
Very good. Thank you. ESPN works. any questions, any additional questions for Sheriff Navarrete? Hearing none, I will I'll entertain a motion at this time.
Move to approve the Justice Center TK Health Personnel and Administration Contract.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you. Keep us posted, Sheriff. You know, something else that I'm working on the Region 19, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to draw down $50,000, which will come directly to the county for services provided at any detention facility. So we're still going to be taking a vote early January on that, and I'm hoping to be able to get those funds back to Los Angeles County.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
No, thank you for that. I was going to get with you more on that and the appropriations. Yes. And what we can use that for.
Very good. And I might invite you to come and do a presentation at the opioid Region 19 meeting so they'll understand what's happening from your perspective.
Yeah, that'd be great.
9N, consideration of TK Health mental health care personnel and administration contract. And we'll begin once again with the question to counsel. She has read and reviewed. Any concerns, any questions, ma'am?
No legal concerns with the current version.
Thank you, Sheriff. Once again, I don't personally, commissioners, any questions? I know Commissioner Luis Lopez has one.
And the funding been allocated for this, Ms. Coberly?
This is our JPBS grant. This will be paid by our JPBS grant.
JPBS grant.
See, so this one is actually covered through a grant. This one here, but I have no concerns because this is budgeted as well.
Thank you. So, Chairman.
Thank you.
And Sheriff, is our MAT program there, is it utilized?
Yes, we're up and running currently, and with this new company, we'll continue that service in conjunction with our grant that we received from the JBBS grants from the state. So we'll transition right into that and keep going with that, what we're required to do per the legislative mandate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. I personally don't have any questions. So if there is no more discussion, I will entertain a motion at this time.
Motion to approve TK Health mental health care personnel administrative contract.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix?
Yes. Thank you, Sheriff. And you are the signator of both documents, sir. Thank you for bringing this to us.
Thank you very much.
Section 10, financial matters, consideration of payroll and bills. Payroll for the first half of December 2024, Finance Director Coverly.
Payroll as of December 15, 2024 is $240,835.67. Any questions on payroll? Within this packet, everybody was, yeah, there were certain people that are paid out their personal days that they didn't use. That's in our policy.
And also, was there, what is it, seniority or longevity?
Oh, longevity, that was back in
the last payroll. Okay.
That was come up. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
fine. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's see, an invoices paid on December 4th, $1,146,413.29. We did pay the balance to for the retaining wall of $7,183.33.
Was that the retainer that we had on it?
That was the retainer,
okay.
Correct. That was the final balance on the wall. And let's see, and then pyramid construction for Road and Bridge Grant, $9,833. We paid them $1,051,911. But and I think we approved there's a change order that'll be coming on that one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that's all I made notes of, unless there's something that I might have missed that you have a question on.
No. Commissioners, any questions? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve payroll and bills. Sorry. Consideration of payroll and bills. Motion to approve bills and payroll for the first half of December 2024.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Phoenix Lopez?
Yes. We're going to go to Section 11, Executive Session. The board will meet an executive session under CRS 246424B. The purchase, acquisition, lease, transfer, or sale of any real, personal, or other property interest. Item A under that, CDOT Aguilar property. And also, the board's going to be meeting under CRS 246424B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Item A under that section, consent form. B, treasury account, SB22-238. And also, the board is going to be meeting under CRS 246424E, determining position relative to matters that may be subject to negotiation, developing strategy for negotiations, and instructing negotiators. At this time, I will entertain a motion to put this meeting on hold and go into an executive session with a 10-minute recess.
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Ruiz Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson.
Yes.
We are ready, sir.
Thank you, commissioners. We're going to, I'm going to entertain a motion to get back into the regular Board of County Commissioners meeting and adjourn executive session.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hass?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson.
Yes. And, we don't have any other items on the agenda, Commissioner, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all. See you this afternoon.